Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm, Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. Thanks for joining us here today. If you're missing the first hour, you can find that on The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app. Let you rewind, fast forward chapters, the YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. You can catch primetime yesterday. You can get the club hour if you missed that from yesterday's show. You can get Bill Connolly from Dirt and Sprague this morning. Let you fast forward, rewind, except for the future. That would be impossible. We will have final free consultation, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour at 12:15, as we do that every single Tuesday now. Your needs and wants and desires are welcome on the Fan Text line. Sports, your personal life, whatever it is, we'll get to that. But did you know, Danny, that you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus?
Go on.
Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year, that's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Having a fun little conversation here about the AFC South. Didn't have that coming into the season.
Not on my bingo card.
Yeah, not thinking that coming into the season, but that's the reality of where we are. I mean, we talked about, is the AFC West the toughest division in football? Hell yeah, it was at the beginning of the season. You know, we definitely thought the Raiders were going to be better than they are. That's an issue.
That's because we thought Geno Smith wasn't going to be the worst starting quarterback in the league.
Yeah, the Geno Smith, you know, real quick on that, the Geno Smith, Chip Kelly situation is not going well, Bob. Not going well. Yeah,
problematic, to say the least.
That's a little tough, but now you've got the Chargers who are dead, and the Broncos who are coming to life, and the Chiefs, they've got their issues themselves. So that division all of a sudden doesn't seem so scary. Dare I say it's the AFC South. Houston might be the best team in that division, and they're in third place.
God.
You got Danny Two Nickels, who I'm going to have to start calling Danny Dimes again.
I think you have to give it to the Jags and the Colts because they are 4-1. But yeah, I mean, Houston.
What's the deal with Indy?
So Houston's losses are to the Rams.
I opened the box. I put it in the bowl. No grapes. No nuts.
So the losses for the Texans are 14-9 of the Rams, and we all agree, Rams good team.
Rams good team.
Good team. They lost 20-19 on a Baker Mayfield magic. 20-19, 1-point loss. So through two games, 5 points, two losses, two good teams.
Very good. However, their offense has looked really rough during those games, though.
And in their third game, they started out 0-3. They lost to the Jaguars 17-10.
And I think at the time we were like, this Houston team, what is wrong with you? You can't be losing to the Jags.
So in three losses, they gave up 14, 20, and 17.
Yeah.
If you're an NFL team and you're holding three opponents to under 21 points, you're good. And we don't look at the Texans offense and go, they don't have dudes. We look at them and go, that is a lot of dudes on IR.
Yeah, and I think we just had some concerns schematically as well.
My schematic or game plan concerns are muted because they're missing their wide receiver core. mean, they're missing three of their top four pass catchers. Like, that's a difficult hurdle to overcome. You know what I mean? And, like, they've had both their tight ends have been dinged up at times. Like, it's just like they're not even like – it's not even like can they add another dimension. It's like can they add a dimension to their offense? And then they play the Ravens, who are a tire fire, and they drop 40-plus on them. And it's like, oh, there you go. But, yeah, the Texans are a 2-3 team. Like, we talk about fraudulent 4-1 teams. This is the best 2-3 team in football.
Without a doubt.
Like,
it's not close.
The Chiefs are 2-3. Like, Chiefs,
I'll take Texans, Houston right now.
Give me the Texans.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I know what their identity is.
I mean, I probably would take the Chiefs, unfortunately, just because if it were playoffs, I expect Mahomes
sure.
to do something Mahomes-y. But in a regular season game, hell, a primetime game, and even a playoff game, I could be talked into it. Houston, no problem.
Because their identity is they are rooted in defense. So, again, in their games, this is what they've given up. 14, 20, 17. They shut out the Titans, and the Titans suck. And then they give the Ravens 10.
Mm.
They have not given up three scores in a game.
That's wild.
That's, like, hell, how many points have they given up in comparison to the Ravens? I have got to see this.
Well, the Ravens are in a rough spot here, buddy.
Well, I know, but I wanted to contrast these things. If you're talking about points for, because the Ravens are way up there, well, they were. They're what, fifth now, sixth? They've scored 141. They've given up 177. Sweet Jesus.
What is this, Cleveland Guardians baseball?
177. Meanwhile, how many points less do you think the Texans have given up than the Ravens?
100.
116.
Wow. That'll do it.
I mean, that's, oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, the number of teams that have scored 116 points is probably less than half the league. Like, the Broncos have scored 117 on the season.
Wow. That's good defense.
So, if you're looking at that division and kind of where things are at, and then we get to the Danny Dimes.
We get to Danny Dimes, and Danny Dimes has a chance to really, like, put a big stamp on this. You're talking the next schedule, Cardinals, Chargers, Titans, Steelers, like, you could go four more wins. You could go four more wins and be 8-1 going into the Falcons on November 9th in London.
Daniel Jones is third in the NFL in yards.
Hell yeah, he is. Dude, he's not making mistakes.
He is, like, if you look at, like, the top passing quarterbacks, he has the least amount of touchdowns, 6. But a big part of that is the Colts running backs. They're pretty good.
They are good. I mean, that's
pretty good.
That's the whole thing walking into this. Look, I love Shane Steichen. I love him a lot. I think he's a great, great offensive mind, and I want him to succeed there. I don't think we ever thought that Indianapolis didn't have talent. I think we knew this team was extremely talented and has been for years. But since Luck walked away, they haven't been able to figure out at quarterback, whether it's Joe Flacco or Gardner Minshew. They draft Anthony Richardson. Whoopsie daisy. They bring in Danny Dimes because it's like, we need a warm body in here. And maybe this is, you know, the time of Danny in New York. That team was not very good. And I think that's a whole lot about it. And great rosters and great teams can mask deficiencies in quarterbacks. Hell, Jalen Hurts is on a one-way ticket to the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
because his team is really awesome and he is above average good. Danny Dimes is having a borderline MVP season here because his roster is good, especially in the offense. You have a proven running back. You have a couple wide receivers you can throw to. Michael Pittman is a vet, like with extreme talent.
Look, you know, USC biases aside, Pittman and Drake London are two of my, again, big-bodied wide receivers.
I don't think you can say my USC biases aside.
No, but I'm saying the type of wide receiver that I love.
Sure, yes, like, I follow on that, but it is very clear USC bias.
Oh, yeah, there is. But, like, those are two guys.
Just own it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm divorcing the two. Like, it wouldn't matter what school they went to for me for those guys. Those are guys that I think are drastically underrated in the league. And Jonathan Taylor leads the NFL in rushing right now.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Danny Dimes has 6 passing touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor has 6 rushing touchdowns.
I love that.
Like,
you also drafted Tyler Warren.
Who, again, want to talk about a guy who can make plays.
Coming out of tight end U 2.0, maybe.
I mean, goodness gracious. So, it's, and that defense is good.
It's very good.
Like, it's so funny. We talk about coaches on hot seats and all those kind of things. And it's like, Shane Steichen was a guy that you know, people were like, well, you know, maybe, we'll see where this goes. Anthony Richardson.
I like Steichen a lot.
I do too. And I'm sitting here looking at this now. Like, look, the first couple games, I was like, you know, the Saints had the best offense in the NFL last year, was it? Through 3 weeks, they scored just an absurd amount of points, and then they just fell off a cliff. And I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I probably will wait for the other shoe to drop for a little longer for the Colts because they haven't earned it. But if they go out there and they keep doing the damn thing, and that's the thing, is like you take a look at their schedule, it's not like it's because they weren't a great team last year. They're not going to have the murderer's row of teams that you trust that are going to punch them in the face week after week after week.
And that's the most NFL thing possible because things can flip so quickly in the NFL. And sometimes the schedule is that helpful. You know, I mean, we talk about in college football right now. Like, look, Florida is having issues right now in college football. That schedule ain't giving them any favors.
So we talk about the Chiefs' schedule and how sideways things can go for them. This is who's next for the Colts. Cardinals, Chargers, Titans, Steelers, Falcons, and then the Chiefs. Those are all winnable games.
Very much so.
Every single one of those games is a winnable game. How insane would it be if we get to this and the Colts are, you know, 7-2 or 8-1? Taking on the Chiefs.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Chiefs are a 3 or 4 win team.
That's what I'm saying. The things work out for you. And this roster has been good. The question is who's going to play quarterback? And dare I say, they found it.
I will say, we will know about this team in division the final stretch of their season. So
is it fun?
After that Chiefs game, you get the division games because they haven't played the Texans or the Jags. So after the Chiefs, it's Texans, Jags, Seahawks, Niners, Jags, Texans.
See, I hate that. I hate when you have that many division games that close.
That's to close the season. Like that is nutty.
Because you should be playing the Jags like last week and then play them late in the season.
Yeah, at least play them a little bit earlier. But yeah, they're going to close with the Jags and the Texans.
Jags, Seahawks, Niners, Jags. Like, that's not cool. And the Texans are bookend. That's crappy scheduling, in my opinion.
Now, I like the division games being later because.
Well, I want one of them. I don't want both of them.
I would put one in the mid season ish. You know what I mean? Like, try to do it that way. But, you know, the way schedules go. But we're going to know about the AFC South and who's who over those final 5 weeks of the season, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. This texter called him Jindiana Dones. Daniel Dones.
Yeah, I like that.
Indiana Jones.
Let him throw on the Stetson.
It just shows. I'm going to hammer this point home. It just shows you can have a great roster and still lose games. And people just don't notice. They just think you're bad. You know, the casual football fan is just like, that's a bad team. And it's like, no, Anthony Richardson kind of sucks.
Yeah.
That might be what it is.
Or
By the way, sucks to be Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, it does. Because he had the same
This is the same team, dude.
Well, you can say the same thing about Deshaun Foster at UCLA. And then what happens when you change coaches and all of a sudden Nico goes out there and obliterates Penn State.
That's the truth. All right. We'll put a pin in a little bit NFL for a moment. We'll slide over to college football. The new number two team in the nation. Should they be number two? Should they be number one? Should it be number three? Where do you sit on that? We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to some more NFL chatter later. We'll get to Mark Sanchez here at WebGems. Shaedon Sharpe's contract at 12, the big nooner today. And then we got free consultation at 12:15. Text in 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. I'm keeping them, writing them down, making sure I got them all for you. Any and all advice. Would you like some bad advice? We're here for you, my friends. We'll do that at 12:15. And if it goes long, it goes long. But we will flip over to college football here. And really the biggest leftover nugget from the weekend that I don't think we really got to yesterday is that the Miami Hurricanes are the now number two team in the nation. They actually received 40 plus votes. I think it was 40. Let me double check that. Oh, I don't know what I was reading. 21 votes for first place. Ohio State had 40 votes. 21 votes for first place. And I know we like hate the AP poll, and we've been talking about it at length. Everybody has. But Florida State lost that game, a final score of 28-22. And I don't know about you, my friends, but I watched a lot of that game, and it ain't 28-22. The final score of that game should be 28-3. We talked about this on Friday, Danny. We are both Miami believers. We both kind of expect Cristobal to do something stupid, but we're also both believers in what's going on there as a complete team. They walked into Doak Walker and pushed them around.
Yeah.
That score is only indicative because it's like, all right, we're healthy. We've got this
Cristobal
sewn up.
Parked the bus.
Let's get out of here.
He parked the bus. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what he did. I got it. I tell you what, what's the true freshman wide receiver got that just stunted all game long? Sorry, my computer is just acting up on me right now. He is Hill for Oregon. Kind of reminds me of the same thing, the freshman wide receiver that Miami has. He gets the ball in the open
Malachi
field.
Malachi Tony?
No, God damn it.
I don't
it.
Know if he's a freshman.
I have to pull up the box score.
CJ Daniels? Malachi Tony's a freshman?
No, so it is Tony. It is Tony. He's one of those guys. There's so many of these freaking freshmen are so good now.
Especially wide receivers.
Yeah, there's just so freaking
good. DeCorian Moore and this kid?
They just come in. Like, I mean, Williams and Smith last year, like, you just get these guys. They're just so different now in college football. You're like, oh, my God, how their ability to run routes, the catches that they make, and their feel. And, like, I think a big part of that is just playing 7-on-7, which I'm not a huge fan of playing it year-round outside of actual football. Go play other sports. But they understand concepts like route concepts and spacing and footwork and hand usage so much better than any other young receivers before them. Like, their evolution as players and fundamental understanding of the position of the game is so much more advanced than it's ever been. But Tony was just a guy, like, he just walked away from dudes. And you're just going, oh, you have a different gear.
Yeah, and kind of something I've been harping on all year, but this actually was probably the best game he had all year. Carson Beck's 20 of 27, 241, no picks, four TDs. Like, just being a quarterback, not being flashy, not being crazy, just being a quarterback. And for how quarterback play's been this year, dude, I'm going to go out on another limb here. I'm going to triple down on my Miami take. I don't think he's going to win, but Beck is going to be in New York. I bet you he finishes third.
Oh, he's right. Unless he gets hurt, you know, knock on the fake wood, and as long as he keeps doing things, he's there. I think he's the only one in the country I can say is stamped his trip to New York.
I don't want to play the schedule game again because I feel like we do it too much sometimes. But, like, we just looked at it. I disagree with you in the fact that there's tests there. Miami could run the table.
No, they absolutely
and
could.
And walk into the ACC championship undefeated.
But Louisville's a
and
good
if that,
team.
And if that's the case, Carson Beck, you can go to New York, bud.
Sure. But Louisville's a good team. Syracuse, if Angeli's healthy, is it can be frisky. I mean, I shouldn't say it's a tough schedule, but there's plenty of frisky opponents.
You lost to Syracuse last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are frisky opponents on your schedule. That's what I'd say. But also, I just looked up Tony because I wanted to know. Guess what his 40 time was in high school?
4.2.
Not quite. 4.32.
Yeah.
Boy can fly.
I knew there was a 2 in there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
He can fly. And it's, look, man, when you've got a guy like that, that can all of a sudden on a big stage show up early in the season. Now you start building it up. Now you start building some rapport. And I saw Cristobal was on with, it might have been Bussin, it might have been some other guys. He was talking about Cam Ward last year. And having Cam Ward come in, he said, we needed an alpha to come in. And he was asked to give a story about Cam Ward. And he said, well, before the season, Cam called all the wide receivers in and said, hey, it's off season. I need you guys here. I need to throw with you. We need to start building rapport. And Cristobal wouldn't name names, but he said, we had another wide receiver on the team who was feeling himself a little bit and was like, I'm working out with Lamar Jackson in Fort Lauderdale. And the way he was told it was, okay, cool. Make sure Lamar Jackson's throwing you the ball this year because I'm not going to throw you S. Get your butt here. At which point in time, said wide receiver got in his car and drove from Fort Lauderdale to where Cam Ward was throwing. But I think that speaks to what Cristobal's mentality has been, why you go get a Carson Beck, because Carson Beck, no matter what we think about him, he's a guy who's like, he's going to come in and you're not going to have questions about who the quarterback is or what he can do. And so you've got this mentality there. Their defense is nasty. They're just the pass rusher they have, that absolute freak on the edge. Like they in the trenches, I mean, it's Cristobal. They're going to be good in the trenches. Like,
of course they are.
We know it. We know it, that, what that man specializes in. So you look at this Miami team, and I'm going to belabor this point until they either lose or some of the 20 people in the AP, or excuse me, 40 people in the AP pull their head out of their ass. They're the best team in the country. They've been tested the most, and they've aced every test.
There's no doubt about they have the best resume.
So why are they not?
They have the best resume. They have wins against Notre Dame, South Florida, and Florida State, and Florida. And outside of the Notre Dame game, which I think Notre Dame is a good team. Mm-hmm. Remember,
and both, it's a week one start.
Both their losses are one score games.
Yes.
Against right now top almost five teams. Isn't it A&M at six?
Oh, there's six.
I think A&M's at six. So Notre Dame is a very, very good team. They have the best resume. You know, I heard the guys this morning, Andy was talking about anybody disparaging Oregon. Like the win against Penn State doesn't mean much anymore. Dude, get Texas out of here, and if that kind of garbage too.
That's what I mean.
I agree with him on that. This is the best resume of anybody in college football, and it's not close.
And that's the thing, is like,
if Indiana were to beat Oregon this weekend, I'm listening.
Well, I mean, who else has Indiana played?
Illinois. And they're still scoring touchdowns on them.
Yeah.
And it's been 2 weeks.
And they did beat Iowa.
But
Iowa's a good team.
But that also goes to show nobody's really played anybody.
Outside of Miami. And Miami's taken all comers and handled business.
And they've handled business. And I think they deserve respect and they need it. And that's the team that I'm watching.
When was the last time we saw a team that had beaten three top 25 opponents, two of them on the road, not sit atop?
Well, they've only played one road game. It was at Florida State. Every other game has been at Miami.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. That's right. It was at Hard Rock against Notre Dame.
They got a little Georgia love in their schedule.
They haven't left the state of Florida. That's
yeah,
right.
Cristobal and Kirby got a little extra this year.
That's not bad. But my point still stands. When have we seen a team beat three top 25 opponents in the first 5 weeks of the season and not be firmly cemented as the number one team in the country?
I mean, I think it goes to show, I mean, Ohio State gets a lot of love for winning the Natty last year. That defense is really, really good.
Sure.
Maybe the best in the country. They've got maybe the best player in college football in Jeremiah Smith or Caleb Downs. Take your choice. And I told you this yesterday. I needed to see more from that offense, and I did. I don't care if it's Minnesota. I still needed to see more, and I did.
I do when you're talking about comparing them head-to-head with Miami.
Well, I don't think they should be number one.
Yes.
I think Miami is the best team in the nation.
I wouldn't put Ohio. Look, I said it last week. I would not put Ohio State in the top 10 right now.
Now,
based on resume.
Now I will say this though: if Oregon smacks around Indiana this weekend, and we got many a time to talk about this game, we'll have Tyson Alger on tomorrow, as we always do on Wednesday to chat Ducks. If Oregon goes out and covers this giant spread for some reason, I'm going to sit here and argue with you that Oregon's the best team in the nation. But right now. Right now, for my money, it's Miami. The resume speaks for itself.
Real quick on that.
And it's complete, offense and defense.
I want to ask you why. Why would Oregon be ahead of Miami only playing two games where Miami has played three and done better?
It would be eyeballs for me. It's because I think Oregon has the better defense, and I think Dante has the higher ceiling than Carson Beck. Because this Miami team doesn't have explosive plays.
But you're still going more on power rankings than resume at that point.
I think at that point I'm going eyeballs. And I'm throwing out stats and schedules, and I'm going eyeballs.
Because I'm looking at this and going, you beat Penn State, but you did go to overtime. And unless they go out there and curb stomp
that
Indiana,
Penn State team, I know they lost to UCLA.
I'm not taking that away.
I know you're not, but I'm giving Penn State more credit.
Sure.
That was a good, good, gutsy performance by them.
Absolutely was. But when I look at that, and again, this is not anti-Oregon. This is just,
I don't think this is
solely pro-Miami. Miami's legitimately kind of getting screwed here. Now, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but
it'll all settle itself out.
You would hope
it will, even if they're the two seed in the college football playoff.
If they go undefeated, they should not be the two seed.
Well, Ohio State has a good chance to go undefeated.
Probably
they do,
but again,
they have like Penn State and Michigan left on their schedule. That's it.
Come on, Michigan.
Go blue.
Come on, go big blue. Go blue. But yeah, no, and it's not anti-Oregon. When we talk about rankings. And I've said this God knows how many times. I love the way that Pate does it. You've got your power rankings, and then you've got your resume. Power rankings can be kind of what you said, eyeballs, potential, where they could get to. And if you want to make that argument, I am not going to push back against that. But if you're talking about what have you done, Miami's number one with a bullet, and it's not close. Nobody's close.
Yeah, but if Oregon does pull off this win against Indiana, that's two wins against top 10 teams. Miami doesn't have that.
Sure. That's fair.
Yeah. Either way, I still live and die by this. The two best teams in the nation to me right now are Miami and Oregon.
Yeah, again,
I'm not sold on Ohio State.
I've had it fully as Miami is number one, Oregon's number two right now based on what you have done.
And I'll put Ohio State three. I think that defense is great, but boy, that offense concerns me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I live. All right, when we come back, a defensive game turned into an absolute shootout. And then what happens? Buddy, what separates quarterbacks from elite from very good? Don't throw that pick in the fourth. We'll go to Seattle next. But first, the Big Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody's favorite web gems coming up next in about 15 minutes. We got to talk about getting stabbed in a parking lot in self-defense.
Good God.
Talk about okay, bye. Hey, we'll talk Shaden Sharp contract, kick off the big nooner here today, and free consultation, 503-864-6326 at 12:15, and then we'll send you on your way. Some small things to get out of the way. John Mateer might play against Texas.
Don't come back too soon, dog.
But if you do, I'm stoked.
Yeah. Oklahoma's that team. It's still kind of sitting there.
Well, because then that game actually has more juice for me.
Oh, well, yeah,
obviously. Then I
actually
get to see Mateer Manning. And now I don't know. Backup played well, though.
Yeah. God, what is his name? Philly Blanking now.
Starts with an M.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Caldwell at Texas. Either. And I'm like, that's not the Oklahoma quarterback.
I can't remember either.
Anyways.
But let's slide here into the NFL. Look, I thought this was going to be a super defensive shootout. But somehow, even when it's not even yours, like, he didn't really do anything to do it, but Baker Mayfield comes out with another W.
Did you see the video?
That game was a shootout.
Did you see the fan heckling Baker?
I did see it.
And then Baker let him know on the way out afterwards. The fan's like, you still suck. And Baker said things I can't say on the radio. And I'm like, Baker, I love you.
I love you.
I
think it's time to stop talking trash to Baker Mayfield. You're pissing him off.
Do not motivate that guy.
Yeah, you're just pissing him off.
Don't do it. Like, that man is powered by Haterade.
That's what it is.
If you get, like, he will manufacture a chip on his shoulder that he will that will drive him.
You don't need to create one for him.
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Just, yeah.
I'm going to chirp you. Okay. Baker went from being hurt to popping up real quick and then stunting on you.
Yeah, and I was really, you know, I've been high on this Seahawks team. You know, I started the season, kind of was really enjoying them, and I'm still into it, but this is why the NFL is so damn weird sometimes, because these are two really good defenses, and both of them kind of weren't there.
Well, I wasn't saying necessarily they weren't there. I think Baker and Darnold both made plays.
It's the best game Darnold's had as a Seahawk by far.
And he just had that one crippling error.
And it's
like, oh no, not that one, Sam.
It's what I always say, man. It's what separates
good from great.
Good from great is you can't throw that pick.
It's not full on. He didn't go full Drew Aller. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he went Drew Aller in the playoffs last year against the for the Vikings.
Sam Darnold had a QBR of 95.8. Take that interception off. He win this football game.
He basically has a flawless game. Like, they were good. Here's the thing. It is a game where, as a Seahawks fan, yes, you're disappointed. Yes, you should have come away with a win. But you're not mad about how your team played.
No, not at all.
Know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if it was, quote-unquote, the better team won. The team that won found a way to win.
Do you think there was anything on the line between Egbuka and Smith-Njigba?
Oh, I almost guarantee it.
Seven for Egbuka, seven catches, 163 yards and a TD. Smith-Njigba, eight catches, 132 yards and a TD. Pretty good.
those Ohio State wide
both
receivers.
Both had catches for 53 yards and 57 yards.
Did you guys see the Fox Sports coverage of Rob Gronkowski trying to pronounce Emeka Egbuka?
No, I missed that.
Emeka Egbegbu.
But I did catch Tom Brady say that Drake May is throwing to the greatest tight end of all time in Patriots history, Hunter Henry, while sitting next to Rob Gronkowski.
Emeka Egbegbu.
Oof. That doesn't even sound like Rob.
Egbegbu, yeah.
It was him. Trust me. I pulled this for happy hour yesterday.
That's rough. But also, I love Brady trolling him.
While sitting next to him?
Greatest tight end in Patriots history.
Hunter Henry.
Well, Gronk is arguably at his peak the best tight end the game has ever seen.
Big Ben Coates guy over here.
There you go.
I was Big Ben Coates guy.
Ben Winter Coates.
Also,
Watson?
Ben Watson. Yep. Also, at the time, I was more of an Aaron Hernandez guy than Rob Gronkowski. I thought he was better. I thought he was a better pass blocker and had better hands.
I wouldn't say that.
I did.
I mean,
at the time, before I knew.
Well, even after
new information gives me new opinions.
Even after knowing, like O.J. Simpson, still a really good running back.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't change.
Aaron Hernandez was still a really good
tight
end.
He was really good.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Ray Carruth was never that good.
Dare I say, Aaron Hernandez killed it on the field. Oof. Dare I say.
Oh, boy.
That was Patrick Harris, not Danny Meringue. My murder is made up and phallical. Yours is very real.
Yeah.
Are we back to OJ again?
Yeah.
That's made up?
Yeah. No. My murders are made up.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Hernandez's are very real.
Yeah.
Seahawks are 3-2. I don't have any concerns for them, really, if I'm being honest with you. I think that's a tough game that goes either way. And
sure, you won it.
Throwing a pick hurts. It happens.
But, I mean, like, that's... I want Baker to win the MVP. I want it.
I want it.
Like, it's not even, I'm actively rooting for it. I want it to happen.
Why do I feel like it's going to be really hard for Baker to win an MVP?
Did they win 12 games and they win that division and Baker is putting up the numbers that he's putting up? He should absolutely be in the running. Because Lamar's out. I don't know how you put Mahomes there. I know.
That looks like sucker bet money.
I want nothing to do with it. To me, right now, your two favorites should be Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield. Those should be the two. Those should be your two front runners for MVP. Herbert, I think, has fallen off the wagon.
Chargers are in a tough spot.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Hurts will be around.
Sure. Okay.
Hurts will be around.
And hell, if Jonathan Taylor keeps doing this for the Colts.
And where's Danny Dimes?
Not there. His numbers
Danny
aren't going to be. I don't think his touchdowns are going to be there.
Danny
his yards,
Nichols.
Maybe. I don't think his touchdowns are going to be.
Danny Two Nichols.
But it's kind of weird. We talk about this in college football, where this is one of the worst Heisman years I've seen in my lifetime.
It's going to be a tough MVP.
It's going to be a tough MVP year because nobody is really separating. Now, there's still plenty of time. We're only 5 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's got to start separating somewhere, right?
All right. We come back. It's everybody's favorite web gems. Well, why are you stabbing people in parking lots, bro? Oh, right. Because he's beating the S out of you for no reason. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in the final hour, we'll get to a free consultation at 12:15. Your questions are welcome on the fan chat line, 503-864-6326.
That one was tough.
Or in YouTube. What?
The free consultation.
I was like,
oh, no. What word was coming out there?
Also, we'll get into the Shaden Sharp contract stuff at the Big Nooner to send you on your day. But this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite.
The Big Nooner.
I've decided.
Home of the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, I think I've decided our noon o'clock hour is now called the Big Nooner.
There you go.
I'm just going to steal it.
I like it.
Sometimes our noon hour is more entertaining than what the Big Nooner gives me for a football choice.
There you go.
I don't know if this UW-Michigan game is going to be that fun.
No, there's nothing about that.
I think it could be really, really rough watch.
It's a bit of a hate watch.
You're telling me, man.
Oh, yeah, Washington and Michigan for you? Do you hate two teams more?
In college football? Yeah, I probably hate some teams more than Michigan.
Than Washington and Michigan?
I mean, Huskies are enemy number one.
That's what I mean. So you have your number one and what, number four?
Once I started working with you, USC's getting high on the list. Climbing the charts. And I grew up loving those teams. but we get to this story. I wanted to talk about it yesterday, and we just kind of moved some stuff around, and it just didn't happen. Is this the, I don't even know where to start here. Is this the last time we see and hear of Mark Sanchez?
Speaking of USC.
Yeah. This is a situation in which is absolutely wild. If you don't know, you live under a bridge and not the Fremont Bridge. Hopefully you don't.
Although you might get stabbed there, too.
Although you might get stabbed there. A box truck driver parks at a loading dock of a hotel.
Making a delivery. When the initial police report came out, I thought it was an Uber delivery driver.
Well, I thought it was a food delivery driver. And you, when you first hear this story, you're like, Mark Sanchez got stabbed?
What happened? He got, either this was, politically motivated or, he was a target of opportunity because he's a well-known
rich guy,
celebrity.
Yeah.
I think everybody's brain kind of went
Somebody was a jerk at the bar or something like that.
Yeah, it turns out that was Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
He was, this is full USC bias. I have never heard a bad thing about Mark Sanchez.
He seems great on TV.
There's plenty of guys that have come through there where I hear things and I just kind of roll my eyes like, yeah, tracks. Like, there's been plenty of just complete D-bags that have come through there. That happens everywhere. But I had never heard Mark Sanchez to be like a bad dude. So that's why my brain went to, oh, he was the guy who was attacked here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he was stabbed because he was acting an absolute fool and went after this guy. And when the report comes out that it's at 12:30 at night, I go.
It's the first question. What you been up to, buddy? What you been up to?
Every coach in sports has said this everywhere. Nothing good happens after midnight.
No, it really doesn't. And we were laughing with Terry Boyd about it this morning as he was finishing up his show. Make sure you check out that morning show as well. One of our family sister stations. Over there, he was laughing about it because it sounds like he was maybe like super cross-faded, on alcohol and some form of drugs.
Yeah.
I think Rusty was talking about it too, of like he like snapped out of it and realized, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah, the victim, the guy who got beat up, said all of a sudden there was a moment where Sanchez just looked like, whoa, what's going on here? Like,
I pulled out my knife and I stabbed him.
Well, I think that's probably what gave him the look.
Yeah.
I'm guessing is the stabbing.
But that'll wake you up, let me tell you.
Right?
Yeah, the adrenaline starts shooting. All of a sudden, you're sober.
Yeah, when something is in you that's not supposed to be.
It's crazy. This is the end of Mark Sanchez. I don't think he survives this.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, maybe 10 years down the road, he does the rehab tour and all that. But, he's been charged with a felony.
He's facing up to 6 years in prison.
Yeah. He won't get it because he's a rich white guy.
Of course he won't get it, but I don't see him not doing time.
Mark Sanchez is a rich white guy?
Yeah.
Well, for all intents and purposes here.
Yeah. In this situation, he'll get that treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but
I know where you're going.
For all intents and purposes here,
I know
here,
where you're going. The guy's last name is Sanchez. I know where you're going. I'm saying he's going to get that treatment.
Okay, that's fair. I was he doesn't even look like a white dude.
I know, but he's going to get that treatment.
I get what you're saying, but I definitely paused there for a second. I'm like,
freaking me out, putting words in my mouth.
I was like, wait. Sanchez isn't white. he's going to get that because his record is sterling and he is a likable guy.
I know
have money.
He goes on Colin Cowherd a lot. He goes on Dan Patrick a lot. He's on all the shows. And
everybody likes Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, we still laugh about the butt fumble.
You know what I mean? That was the thing is he leaned into all his shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this to happen, it was just like, you kind of, and this is no, in no way, shape, matter, or form excusing it. Law is the law. And you act like this, man. First ballot Hall of Famer, F around and find out. Something tells me he's got something going on in his life that is not good.
Oh, yeah. I doubt this is a one-off situation in terms of whatever you were mixing around. I know. I can't wait to hear a statement from him. Obviously, he's going to thank the grace of God for giving him an opportunity. He's going to have to really do some soul searching here.
Well, dying.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell me, dude, I take hella pills and drink alcohol.
My family life is hell or I'm going through it, financially. I'm Allen Iverson just popped out today and said he's been sober for 6 months.
Good for him.
I mean, AI, for those that don't know, has been going through it for a while. I mean, we're talking about crossfaded. I mean, he was lost all his money. I mean, he'd been going through it. So I tell you this, man, the old adage of money doesn't solve a damn thing. You can still go through it. But again, doesn't excuse what he did at all. But considering what I've heard about Sanchez over the years, when all this stuff started to come to light, I was like,
something's going on in this dude's life.
Look, money doesn't solve anything, but it sure helps a lot of time.
And maybe I misspoke, because the fan text line 503-864-6326 is also pointing this out. Ryan Leaf resurrected his career.
Yes, but it took a very long time.
Drama and addictions, it did, but he's great now.
Yep.
If Michael Vick survives, Mark will survive. That's a great
He's going to have to pay his penance. There's no doubt about that. And if Sanchez is, you know, contrite and shows, you know, real growth through this. Mm-hmm. What do we as Americans love more than anything?
Redemption.
Yeah, we love a redemption story, man. We love Vic now. We love Leaf now. We like, if, you know, OJ.
I don't love Vic when I watch Norfolk State, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well.
That football team's a tough watch.
But it's like if Urban Meyer decided to be like, you know what, man, I am an a-hole. Like,
well, I don't know. Herb might be the one that I'm not coming around
but
on.
But I mean, you could.
Yeah, potentially.
You could. Totally. Like, that's the thing. Like, OJ's the one where you're like, eh. Kanye, eh. Like, yeah.
I'm out on Kanye.
You know what I mean? Like,
hard out on Kanye.
You know, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's
P. Tough. Diddy, hard out.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, the Weinsteins of the world, like, yeah.
Hard out.
Yeah, no, dude, we're
El Presidente,
yeah, hard like, out.
I'll tell you what, how about totally with fine. Diddy and Weinstein, we shouldn't be saying hard out.
Damn.
That was Jeff Rust, not Danny Murray.
Yeah, I and the thought is like he was telling the guy in the hotel loading dock, like, you can't park there. The hell do you know, Mark Sanchez? Well, like, it's not even your hometown. You're in Indianapolis. Yeah. Was he there to cover the game?
Yeah.
So then who did the game for him?
I don't know who stepped in for him.
So he beats the hell out of this guy, and then he gets stabbed. And the guy who's getting beat up.
I think it was Brady Quinn that came in and filled in.
Gets to a point freaking where he game. Can stab you.
Yeah.
Like, you just whooped on him and he stabbed you.
And he
you.
Beat the hell out of that guy.
Oh,
six,
yeah.
69-year-old dude.
I mean, felony. That tells you that the assault was serious. That isn't like a punch and a kick while you're on the ground.
Well, that was after going back and like reviewing, camera footage and whatnot and seeing the incident unfold.
Brady Quinn, that's a good point. I bet you was already in Indy. Isn't Big Ten...
Yeah, they're headquartered.
Headquarters is there, and I feel like Fox is just a Big
guy,
Ten
so he's, yeah, well, I mean, that's yeah. their network, their conference. Rufio points out, I get that rich white guy treatment, too. Rufio, for those that don't know, have never met him, not a white man.
I was not talking about him being a white man. Getting it all twisted here. All right? I will stand behind my Aaron Hernandez take, but I will not stand behind that.
Yeah, Rubio also asked, does TMZ have the footage yet? Because there's got to be a camera there.
There's got to be a camera. There's got to be. At a loading dock?
It is so insane now that the source that we rely on to get this stuff every single time is TMZ. It's the best investigative journalism in the country.
Because they're the only ones that will pay for it.
They don't, like, but they also double, triple, quadruple check sources. Like, yeah. It is insane that TMZ is the most reliable news source in this country. It is insane to me.
Well, that's a larger conversation.
I know, but it's just like
about where our, you know, national media is. I got this theory that Joe Flacco got traded to the Bengals just so ESPN can talk about Shedeur Sanders for the next 5 weeks.
I mean,
ESPN
NFL writes scripts though, man.
ESPN called Jimmy Haslam, was like, yo, dude, or not Jimmy Haslam, but Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland, and was like, yo, dude, we're gonna need you to go ahead and ship out Joe Flacco.
Have you ever seen South Park where they
he's on the board for a reason behind me?
What is it? I think it's the Fed, like what they decided to do with the Fed, and they just take a chicken and cut its head off, and it's like a dartboard with a bunch of different things on it, and wherever it dies, that's what they decide to do.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what like ESPN does with their coverage sometimes. All right, we've got LeBron, we've got Caitlin Clark, we've got the Yankees, we've got the Cowboys, and hey, Shedeur Sanders, come on down!
Come on down, buddy. All right, we come back, loaded final hour. We'll have free consultations, so get your questions in, 503-864-6326, or the YouTube chat. We'll get to those at 12:15, but we'll start with your Portland Trail Blazers and a rumored contract extension turned down. What's the future look like for this budding, hopeful young superstar? Loaded, loaded Big Nooner. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.